Come on.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're finishing up our discussion, our great discussion, if you will, great conversation about Donald Trump's January 6th pardons, an abomination to be sure, which will not be judged favorably by history in this lawyer's opinion. Let's go to the phones. You want to get in your opinion? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison, you're up next. What do you have to say this afternoon, ma'am?
Yeah, I just wanted to make four quick points because I know others want to talk. And they are, it is around the issue of optics. Optic number one, why are we not seeing police officers across the nation out in force, out on the streets saying, this is unacceptable. We can't do our job if people are pardoned for beating us up and assaulting us. We cannot do our job. Comparing this also to the optics that you spoke of yesterday when you said when Trump was being sworn into office, note that the family that was right behind him did not consist of his family. It consisted of three billionaires, the Musk, Bezos, and Zuckerberg. These are the people that he cares about. And it was important for him to show the world that this by optics, that these are the people that he cares about and he's relying on. Finally, we have the optics of, you know, the police officers being beaten at our nation's capital with flagpoles, you know, their bear spray in the eyes. And that apparently was A-okay by releasing these people. And I would say it's not only the cops who have suffered some harm, although they certainly suffered the most grievous and terrible. But I would point out that this is more than 1,500 cases. All of those cases cost money to prepare and bring to trial. Jurors sat for these trials. They were judged by a jury of their peers. And I mean, what a slap in the face of all the jurors. It's just Donald wants them out, they're out, you know, and there's not a sense of this is an act of mercy or something was wrong. 1,500. I mean, honest to God, it is such an optic of saying these are, if you are on my side, you are my personal police protection. I will. It doesn't matter what you do. You can go get a gun and shoot somebody. It'll be A-okay as long as the optic is that you're doing it for me. So I think what we're looking at is he's sending out the signals. This is his own little personal protection force. And, you know, good luck to the police officers who are in the way. Thanks a lot, Maggie.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, mob violence. Isn't it, at some level, an endorsement of mob violence? Jerry from Hawaii, you're up next, sir. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Good morning, ma'am. I'm not complaining or anything. What I want to do is make an appointment to see you all because I'm receiving my Social Security in a account. But what I did is change the account, and I want to make that my Social Security go to the new account.
Jerry, I can't give legal advice, hon, over the air, but I appreciate you calling in. I would call your local legal aid center wherever you are or the law school that is in Hawaii, and I bet they can get you hooked up with some pro bono or free legal services. Sir, my heart goes out to you. I hope you can get your Social Security sorted out. Interesting. Donald Trump yesterday and all of his little speech making and all of his executive orders, I didn't hear a gosh darn thing about protecting Social Security. And in fact, I did notice that one of his executive orders wiped away the Biden executive order about trying to keep prescription drug prices down. I don't think that's going to help Jerry or anybody out there that pays a fortune for their medications one little bit. Yeah, entirely absent from all of the garbage yesterday was anything specifically aimed at helping the economic situation of the middle class. Unfreaking believable. All right, CJ, my friend, remember, let's keep it on point. What do you think about the pardoning of the violent folks that were involved in January 6th?
You changed topics on me since I've been on hold, but you didn't seem to care, Maggie, about the billionaires when they supported Biden. And
I think it's an abomination. It is an abomination, CJ. I think it is an abomination. Money isn't speech. Corporations aren't people, and billionaires and billionaires shouldn't be able to buy politicians. Now, can we get back to the violent January 6th people who just got pardoned, who attacked police and just got pardoned by the president? What do you have to say about that topic, sir?
Well, you're okay with Biden's pardons. That's really
no,
scary.
I'm not. I just criticized a bunch of his pardons. I think it is stupid to engage in preventative. CJ, I have asked you now for the third time, and if you don't answer, I will dump your call. What do you have to say about pardoning people who violently attacked police officers on January 6th? Are you okay with that?
Depends on who they were, what they did, but January.
CJ, I'm asking you a specific question. The people whose crimes I just described, some of them serving over 10 years, who are tried and convicted by juries for violent, life-threatening attacks on police officers. Are you okay with those pardons, sir?
If you represented one of those people and they destroyed the evidence.
I don't even know what to say. Okay. If they destroyed the evidence, that is a lie, sir. They were tried and convicted on evidence presented in a court of law under the federal rules of evidence. Next point. Assume all of the things that you want to assume about evidence and due process. They were convicted. They were given fair due process. Are you okay with people convicted by juries for attacking police officers, some of whom died, getting a presidential pardon?
You were okay with it when it happened and after.
Goodbye, CJ. If you can't stay on topic, I will dump you every time. This is an easy answer, CJ. No, I'm not okay with people that violently attack police officers being pardoned. And no, I haven't been okay with Donald Trump's pardon of Hunter Biden or these protective pardons. I think it is a terrible precedent. Terrible precedent. When we come back, I'm going to give you some hope, and then we're going to change the topic. A little hope and a little change coming up next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. If you got some final thoughts, I'll try to squeeze those in. I want to give everybody a shot at it. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Thanks, y'all. We'll take final comments after these brief messages and your farm update. All up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. It's true.